For nearly a decade, the indigenous community of Palm Island off the coast of North Queensland has had strict alcohol restrictions put in place to try and curb alcohol-fuelled injury and violence. But after recent changes made by the Queensland government, the island's only bar can now sell a limited amount of wine and mid-strength spirits. Many in the community hope the licensing change means the beginning of the end of alcohol management on the island. But others think allowing alcohol back will cause major social problems and violence. Miriam Hall prepared this report from Palm Island.
This is like any pub in Australia. The sun is setting on a weekday and groups of friends are laughing over drinks. But at the pub on Palm Island, getting a glass of wine or a mid-strength spirit is still a novelty. Leonie Blight has lived on Palm Island all her life, and she thinks allowing the pub to sell more types of alcohol is a positive step for the community.
The good thing about it is it does teach sensible drinking. The young people over here don't know how to drink sensibly and socialise properly. They like to race each other to see who can get drunk the quickest.
8 years ago, Palm Island was one of a number of Queensland Indigenous communities put under an alcohol management plan, known as an AMP, after an inquiry looked at the high levels of alcohol consumption, injury and violence. Heavy beer, wine and spirits are all banned on the island, but the pub's licence has now been changed to allow patrons to drink a limited amount of wine and mid-strength spirits as long as it stays inside the venue. Raymond Sibley believes the change gives locals the right to make a choice.
I'd like to come down here and relax and sit back and have a nice cold beer or UDL. If you don't want to drink, well, that's your business. But we got the right to have our drinks.
So would you like to eventually see the AMP done away with?
I wouldn't like to see the AMP done away with, really. I'd like to see that restriction still there on the bottled spirits and wine.
Some argue restricting alcohol is racist and doesn't work. Others say it's made the island a safer place. Police officer in charge at Palm Island, Senior Sergeant Dave Rutherford, says police support the licence change at the pub.
All the drinks are still mid-strength, with the exception of wine, which is limited to only two glasses. The change only applies to the hotel, which is a licensed venue.
What have you heard from the community?
It's mixed. You can go from people who want no grog on the island at all to back to open slather. We do want to ease back and give people the choice.
But not everyone wants alcohol back on Palm Island. Josephine Nulliger works in childcare at one of the local centres.
I don't think wine or spirits should be allowed back in this community because of the total of deaths I've seen because of alcoholism.
Is it something that the women feel differently about than the men?
Yes, it is really different between women and men. There is a huge domestic violence rate still in this community, you know, alcohol related. I was in a domestic violence dispute with my partner because of the alcohol. It's been 4 long, beautiful years since we both gave up.
Peter Dabbs, a professor of substance misuse studies, sees alcohol restrictions bringing positive results.
There have been some communities that reported quite substantial falls in rates of injury, the injury rates in most of those communities prior to alcohol management plans coming in were more appropriate to a war zone. At the same time, we can't say that it's a straight improvement in every respect. There's a lot more that needs to be done.
The licensing change is still in its early days, and police say there have been no incidents so far, but they'll continue to monitor the results.
Miriam Hall reporting.